Supervisors Dean Preston and Hillary Ronan initially introduced the resolution in November. Most of the speakers supported the original ceasefire resolution. Supervisor Dean Preston.
The resolution calls for a sustained ceasefire in Gaza, humanitarian aid, and the release of all hostages, and condemns anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Palestinian hate.
Rules Committee Chair Matt Dorsey called for amendments that also condemned the Hamas attack on Israel and for the militant group to lay down its arms, among other things.
I will support a sustained ceasefire resolution, but not if silence or denialism about October 7th atrocities are part of it. And I'd ask for your support for amendments that bring more balance and further context to this resolution, which at least for some of us at the Board of Supervisors agree and support.
Dorsey's call for acknowledging the October 7th Hamas attack made it into the final language, but language condemning Hamas by name was not included. Supervisor Preston criticized some of Dorsey's amendments, saying that they
are one-sided, extremely one-sided, divisive, would alienate thousands of supporters of the resolution, unnecessarily plunge the Board of Supervisors into controversial matters far beyond the scope of this resolution, and undo the spirit of unity with which we have proposed this resolution.
Dorsey said that a resolution that doesn't specifically condemn Hamas by name and its actions on October 7th risks sending the message that terrorist acts can garner sympathy in world opinion. Laura Kaswani with the Arab Resource and Organizing Center said during public comment that she's lost family members during the war. She said that the supervisors should listen to the calls from their constituents.
They are not asking for you to create amendments to appease a pro-genocide agenda. They are asking you to move forward with a common sense resolution. They are asking you to support an end to this humanitarian crisis.
Rosita also addressed the board. She's a nurse in San Francisco. She said passing the original resolution would add San Francisco's voice to the voices of others calling for an immediate end to hostilities.
I urge the board to pass the ceasefire resolution as is. The alternative to a ceasefire is the continuation of the genocide. This is not performative. This is a humanitarian issue. Be the ethical and moral leadership we need.
But a number of other speakers came out against the resolution, saying the city's concern should be on local issues like homelessness, health care, and jobs, and not on foreign policy. Speaker Robert Bonham urged the supervisors not to be pressured by emotional appeals based on limited information.
Hamas is a terrorist organization. It has broken many ceasefires, and it broke one when they attacked Israel on October 7th. I've been to the area 20 times and saw that the situation is far more complex and has far more information than we here know.
The resolution will be voted on Tuesday by the full board. The Oakland City Council passed a similar resolution last month. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.